Well, Bore Da, good morning. First of all, amazing display, and a big thank you to those who've prepared it. It looks amazing, and it reminds us, doesn't it, that we come here today to worship and glorify the Lord of the harvest. God gives us kindly these things to enjoy. And we're going to start by singing, and I'm afraid for the older folk here, the songs and the whole service is going to be aimed at the younger generation, but we will start us by singing, He Made the Stars to Shine, and it gives us the whole gospel in this very simple children's song. So let's stand to sing, He Made the Stars to Shine. Take a seat. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think of harvest, I think of food. And I think other people think of food as well. Do you know, in the Old Testament, they would love a party and love a feast. In fact, they'd have the Feast of the First Fruits, which is like a harvest. And in this church, soon we'll have a harvest supper ourselves. But guess what? One day, there will be a feast that tops them all. It will be called the Great Banquet. Okay? Now, I want to read to you what it says about this great banquet. Jesus, telling to his disciples, says this. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, like a story to help them understand, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son." Well, Jesus is looking forward, and he's looking to a time in heaven when we're going to have an amazing feast, a banquet. Now, what is a banquet? Children, do you have any ideas what a banquet is like? Well, let's have a look at the first picture. This is how the Queen feasts, okay? This is a proper dinner party. And look at the amount of guests. All very important people and very posh people, probably. And there's the Queen at the head, looking down on her subjects. Wow, that is a banquet. Well, what about the next one? Oh, this is James II. I just randomly picked an old picture of a banquet. Doesn't look so impressive. And the portions look a bit measly there. And I don't know about those musical instruments, bottom left or bottom right. A bit random. But anyway, how does Donald Trump have a banquet? Let's have a look. Oh, he loves a McDonald's. He loves it. This is how Donald, the president, or was president of the United States, he'd love to have a burger. Who likes a burger here? I can see lots of people liking burgers. Now, that's okay, but look, Some people in our congregation really know how to do a banquet. Let's have a look at the biggest family in the world. Look at them. And look at Dylan and Uncle Dave and Ruth, the servants, looking after their little minions. And I think, look, Eva's sleeping on her meal there. Who's next? Oh, I know. Sam. He loves to gorge on a lovely blueberry ice cream. Blueberry or bubblegum, Sam? You'll have to tell us after. Oh, and by the way, he's dressed as Batman there. We'll have to have words with you after. Okay. Next is a street party. I can see the Steer girls there. They're enjoying sitting down. Proper posh, that is. Proper posh. What's next? Oh, Caddy. Caddy Bach. Sleeping. The feast is too much for her. Well, who's next? Oh, Dan Crow, honestly. Our deacons really need to up their game. He's feasting on worms in custard. Honestly. Next. Now, Catherine, if she's watching online, I think it's her birthday. And here she's enjoying a perfect romantic meal for one. I know there's a second plate there, but she's kicked him out of the room. And she's enjoying it. Happy birthday to you, Catherine. Okay, next. Oh, Eva, she's devoured it. Devoured her meal. And next, Mike. Mike, you really know how to feast. There's a couple of tears there. And Sammy, Josh, I think, and Grace and Evan. Proper finger buffet there. And I think there's aeroplanes on your plate. Quite unbelievable. And lastly, I think this is Josh, proper healthy diet of marshmallows. Brilliant. Now, I don't know about, that's how the Brits feast, but did you know Mexicans know how to feast? Let's have a look. That's how Mexicans feast. They love a good taco. But you know, Hawaiians like to eat as well. Let's have a look. This is how, oh no, that's Mexicans. This is how Hawaiians eat. And lastly, can't remember, Chinese. The Chinese love to eat noodles. I don't know, there's an uncanny resemblance to my family there, but honestly, that's not us. Anyway, you get the idea. We love a feast now, but what I really want you to understand is the banquet we're about to talk about is going to be heavenly. There's going to be food. There's going to be delicious food. There's going to be amazing guests. It's going to be pure joy. It's going to be off the scale. Now, before we begin our meal, this heavenly meal that we're going to dwell on, we have to say grace, don't we? And in our family, we sing this next song, "All good things around us are sent from heaven above." So let's stand and we'll pray and sing this song and then we'll carry on with the talk. Let's stand to sing. Now, one of the reasons we have harvest every year is to help us remember that all these good things come from God above. Now, I need two volunteers, please. Definitely Grace. Grace was first up. And Aleri, please, if you can come to the stage, if you stand here. Now, Grace, I hope you've got a good memory. Yeah? And Aleri, do you have a good memory? You might need to stand a bit closer there, because in a minute, on the screen up there, or maybe, is there a screen down there? No. I want you to memorize what you see on the screen, okay? It's like a memory game, all right? And if you get all the items, then there'll be a treat for you at the end, okay? So, who's going to go first? Okay, and then Grace, you can go second. But if they don't get the answers, I'll need you guys to shout it out, okay? Some of the answers. So Grace and Aleri, if you both stand here by the edge and be ready to look here, it'll be difficult to turn your heads. Are you ready? So how long do we give them, guys?
10 seconds.
A minute? 10 seconds? Honestly. Let's do a minute and a minute. Hang on. Get the stopwatch going. All right. Dave, let's get the screen up. Now, that's my breakfast from yesterday. And now Grace and Larry now have to memorize all of the items. And obviously, I'm very healthy. Grace is laughing. I don't know why you're laughing. By the way, I ate all of those produce. Well, we'll see. I say we give you another... Well, it's coming up to a minute, actually. You have 10 seconds. You'll have to remember all of this. And stop. Let's get the... Go back a screen, Dave. Go back, thank you. Now then, Grace. I actually don't know what I've written down. So, let me just have a look. Are you ready? Do you want to hold this? Yeah, go on. Okay, so, shoot. What can you remember?
A kiwi, an orange, a pencil, a Mars bar.
Hang on. Yeah. Carry on.
A piece of string.
Yep.
Nutella.
Nutella, yeah. Is that all?
No.
Come on.
A spoon, a fork.
A spoon, a fork, okay.
Pancakes,
yes.
Nuts.
Should we give Larry a go? Larry, can you remember anything else?
A lollipop.
A lollipop, yes.
Strawberries,
yes.
Melon,
yes, well done.
Chutney?
I didn't have chutney there.
A jar full of black stuff.
A what?
Jar full of black stuff.
A jar full of black stuff. I tell you what, every harvest I think to myself, I love the black stuff. No, I actually haven't got it on my list. Black stuff, I'll add that to my shopping list. Anything else?
Jam?
There's no jam there. Anyone else? Who can help these girls? Joseph?
Chicken?
There's a chicken there, but that's not the part of the memory game. Evan? Strawberries, we've had that, sorry. Adam in the back? Apple juice, yes, well done. Lydia? Lemon, yes. You girls may have said these, but I just didn't cross them off. Yes? Highlighter, yes. You're looking at my notes. Anyone else? Adam, and then pancakes, yes. And Matthew? Water, yes. Okay, let me put you out of your misery. One more from Joseph.
Glass.
Jelly? No. Oh, you cheat. Right. Come and sit down. Go and sit down. No more cheating. You'll have a treat afterwards. Let's have the screen up, Dave, with the answers, and see if we can remember. The jelly was, in fact, half a pomegranate. And I can tell you, it was rotten. So I didn't eat that. Yeah, there was lots of things. Honey, syrup, a bowl of string, just a stapler, you know, the usual. But you know, of all that, now this is something our late friend Idris would say, the most important thing on that table is the spoon. Why is a spoon so important? Well, Idris would say that the spoon gives us, I don't need to hold this, the spoon gives us hope. You've had the main meal, and now you're looking to something beyond it. And as a Christian, we need to be people who have hold of a spoon and hope beyond this world to something heavenly. We need to get to grips with this. Now, we have read in this banquet that the kingdom of heaven is like the king who prepares a wedding banquet, okay, for his son. But how do we get there? How do we get to be enjoying this wonderful feast? Well, Mark chapter 1, verse 15 says, "The time has come," he said, "the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Before I go any further about the banquet, I want you to be there and I want you to repent and believe the good news. It's something the adults have been studying, and it's now time for you kids to study, to learn and remember. What is repent? Well, you've lived your life, it's full of sin, and you turn away from it. You recognize that actually Jesus and everything he stands for, he is a wonderful king, and you go after him. So you turn away, repent from the things you've done, and now you're striving and you believe that he died on the cross for you because he was punished for your sin, that you're forgiven as a result, that he rose from the dead, is alive again, and you trust it. You bet your life on it. You want to be in this banquet? Well, repent and believe. That is the good news. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe. Have faith, guys. Have faith. When you believe, and when we go into heaven, like a wedding feast, we'll be robed in different clothing. We won't be in these filthy rags anymore. We'll be in the wedding garments, ready to enjoy the best meal ever. Well then, before I look any further about the banquet, it's as simple as that, by the way. As simple as that. But now we're going to sing, it's not a harvest song, but it gives us a picture of the future. He's coming back again. Let's stand to sing this.
Forward to a better day, when all pain and crying is taken away. No more sin or darkness, every wrong made right. Jesus Christ is coming, and he is the light.
To. He's coming back again. He will make all things new.
when we see our King.
Well, that song actually had a clue to what I'm going to talk to you about next. If we have the slide up, what is the most important thing about this banquet, you might ask? What is the most important thing? Well, I would say it's about guests, okay? Now, I don't know about you, but I've thought long and hard who I'd invite to my feast, my banquet in Llanbryn Mawr. And my top three people that I would like to come for a meal, if we can have a slide up, there's my table and chairs ready. The first person has to be Jürgen Klopp. Oh, I'd love to speak with him, dissect every football match, maybe sneak in a hug, you know. And what a charming man. Look at him. The conversations would be great. But who else would I invite? Well, I'd love to know more about Nelson Mandela. He lived a life, most of his life, in prison. But he comes out of prison and he rises to become president of South Africa, that amazing country. What a nice looking man, eh? Always smiling. Now, what else? Who else would I invite? Well, I'm not sure I'd have much to eat, but I think he'd be so funny. I would definitely have Homer Simpson. He would just chill out with me, and I think I'd get on really well with him. It'd be simple conversation, but sometimes you just need that, don't you? Now, who, guys, would you invite? I'm going to guess. I'm going to ask you first. Who wants to tell me who they'd like to have come to their house? Go on, Grace. I'll shout out your answer. Michael Bublé. Oh, Michael Bublé would serenade you by the dinner table. Matthew? Marcus Rashford? Unbelievable. Larry? Mackenzie Ziegler, and I'm going to pretend I know who that is. Joseph?
Justin Fletcher.
I think I know who he is. Evan? Tiger Woods, good one. He'd stand on your table and knock the sausage roll away. Any over here? Can you think of anyone you would invite to come and have a meal with you? Who would you really love to come to a party? Go on, Adam. Alex Ferguson. I think your daddy told you to say that. Well, I'm going to guess, right? I thought I'd guess. I thought you would all say Cristiano Ronaldo. Isn't he the most popular guy in football at the moment? Yeah, I think Matthew is happy now. Or maybe, this is Abby Christofidis' choice, Demi Lovato. I have no idea, but she's a singer, Or maybe Justin Fletcher, Mr. Tumble. I thought you'd all choose him. What a guy. But who is the most important person that you can think of? Well, these guys and my choice, oh, they're hopeless in comparison. Because in this story, let me read it to you again. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son." The king and his son. Well, it's talking clearly to me that it's talking about the Father in heaven and Jesus Christ. Imagine meeting God face to face around the table. That would blow your mind. You would be too afraid to speak. It would be amazing. This is a banquet with the most amazing and the main guest. You know, there's a song that says, "All heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare with the beauty of the risen Lord?" I think you'd sit by that table and you'd look across the table and you'd be, wow, the glory, the beauty, Jesus here with me. If you're not in love with that idea, then you're missing the point. This banquet, this great banquet, it's an amazing offer, and it's there for you to meet him face to face. And I don't think the world understands that. This is the hope that we have, the hope beyond today. Right then, we're going to sing one more song. And I really want you to love that idea that you're having the main guest. So we're going to sing, "Follow Him, Follow Him, Jesus Christ the King." Okay, so let's stand one more time. Sorry you're like yo-yos, but this is worth standing and singing for.
Thank you.
Right, I've just got to leave you for a moment. Hang on. As you can see, I've laid a table here for our guests. And I'm just going to prepare the food. Just going to dump that there. Hang on. I'm a bit sore. A bit stiff after a run. Here we go. Just going to... Oh, there's more chocolate. Dear me. Maybe too much. Parents won't thank me. Anyway, by the way, chocolates over there, they're free for the next minute or so. Anyway. Now then. I don't need this either, do I? I'm just going to have a sip of water. Oh, hang on. Let me just get myself ready. Hang on. So, what I was going to say... So, anyway, it's COVID-friendly, by the way. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Excuse me, can you go and sit down, please? It's disturbing the service, honestly. Honestly. Now, kids, you eat those sweets afterwards, all right? And if you didn't get any... I should have had the slide up, Dave, maybe. No, I probably mistimed it. Yeah. I forgot to say that they were free. Anyone who's still sitting down, you can grab one afterwards. But let's eat the chocolate afterwards, okay? Because I really want you to listen to this bit. That was an invite. And if we go back a slide, Dave... We love an invite. Isn't it great when you get an invite to a wedding or a party? It fills you with excitement. Time to get your best clothes on, stretch your stuff. And you know, yeah, it's really kind, isn't it, to invite everyone. You know, God's invite is for everyone. Is for everyone. But do you know that some people think of excuses? Why? Why would you not grab a chocolate or go to a party or go to a wedding? Some people just, it's not for them. And they think of excuses. You know, the worst excuses I saw on the internet, there was a band called Kings of Leon, and they said, I can't play my music. I'm being attacked by pigeons. That was one of their excuses. We can move the slide, Dave. And to the next one. One of them said, I'm being attacked by pigeons, so I'm not playing my music. Another musician said, I can't play my guitar because I've sliced my finger. And he couldn't play. There was a footballer who said, I don't want to play for Man City because I haven't had my birthday cake. That was Yaya Toure. He got in a real sulk, a real paddy. You wouldn't believe. And then there was one guy called Suarez, a footballer. He bit Giorgio Chiellini's shoulder in a World Cup match. And he, do you know the excuse he came up with? Oh, sorry, I lost my balance. Just get my tooth out. I liked him at the time. He played for Liverpool. And then there was a guy called Shane Warne. He was a great bowler in cricket. And he did something naughty. He took some medicine that he shouldn't have taken. And do you know what he blamed it on? He blamed it on taking his auntie's medicine to treat his double chin. So that was his excuse. And everyone just laughed at him. And laughed at all of them. But do you know what? In this story... There's something even more laughable. Can we read this parable again? Jesus spoke to them again in parable, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. Now here's the bit, okay, listen. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. What's going on? Why would you refuse? I've been telling you how wonderful it is. Why would you refuse? Shall we read some of the excuses they came up, these laughable excuses? If we have the next slide. They paid no attention and went off. One, to his field. You can just imagine that guy. He's just gone to his field and, like that man in the picture, just, oh, this is boring. Oh, that lovely meal. Oh, yeah, but I'm here in the field. And the others said, I have to look after my business. In other words, he's a busybody. And he doesn't want a party. He just wants to be busy, 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 busy. Well, that's no life. And the others wanted to kill the servants, ill-treat them. Do you know what? What they all have in common is that they dislike the king. They don't like Jesus, so they make up their excuses. Folks, please don't make excuses this morning. What kind of excuses might you have not to repent and believe and enjoy this feast and to look forward? What excuses might you have? Well, maybe you might say, I won't repent now. I won't believe now. I'll do it later. Does that sound familiar to you guys? Maybe when I'm older, I'll do it. When I've sorted that out, then I can think about Jesus. Don't be foolish. Or you might say, I don't believe it. I just don't. Or pray that you will believe it. I hope you'll love him and believe in him. Don't be foolish. Be wise this morning. Take up this offer. You know, there's a lovely verse in the Old Testament, and it says this, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. In other words, you can come to this meal empty-handed. You don't have to bring anything to this banquet. You just present yourselves. This invite is for everyone. As we read in this story, the parable, it's lovely because it then says, and by the way, the king was angry with these people with excuses. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find. Oh, God loves anyone. Anyone who would believe and trust in him. So the servants went out and into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. Children, if you've done bad things, don't let that put you off. God still loves you. He wants his... That table over there, by the way, looks pretty pathetic. This banquet is going to be filled with guests, and I hope you'll be there. With the main guest, Jesus, the good and the bad, with one who's done everything. He died on the cross for sinners, the good and the bad. So, imagine, right, there's an invite. He wants to have this meal with you. And if we have the next verse, imagine he's now outside and he's knocking. Imagine him asking you personally. Think of it like this. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. He is so close. You just need to believe in your seats, repent and believe in your seats, and he'll come into your heart and make sure you get to enjoy this banquet. Right, we'll finish now with a hymn. Not a harvest hymn, but more of a wedding hymn. When you go to a wedding, I bet you'll have this or hear this song. Love divine, all loves excelling. The reason we're feasting and full of joy this morning, thanking God, is because there's love. Jesus loves us. This wedding banquet. So let's stand and then I'll ask Dan to pray to close the service. So Let's stand and we'll be ready to sing.
Okay, would you like to sit down? And children, if you can just close your eyes now, before we tuck into these sweets that Owain's given us, let's speak to the God that he's been telling us about this morning. Let's close our eyes and let's pray. pray to God. Oh, Father, we thank you and praise you that you have given us so many wonderful gifts. Father, we thank you for all the food that we enjoy here below on earth. But Lord, we praise you and thank you for reminding us this morning so clearly that one day we will pass from this world and come to see you face to face. Lord, we will see Jesus face to face and there will be a great banquet. And Father, we thank you that there is only one way in which we can join that banquet and not be shut out in outer darkness. There is only one way that we can join in with all those wonderful, that wonderful festivities and food and joy in heaven. And that is by knowing Jesus as our Saviour. So, Father, you know that we love all of the children here. Father, you know that we long for them to know you as their Father. We long for them to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Father, we know that your heart for them is even greater than ours. Lord, please save every child here this morning, every child who is dear to our hearts. Lord, bring them to Jesus, we pray. Give them faith to believe in the Lord Jesus and join us at that wonderful heavenly banquet. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.